This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check him out at franklinarmory.com. As we do, we're going to talk to Combat Speed LLC. We're going to talk to Super Dave Harrington. How's it going, sir?
Just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you this evening?
I'm a little tired today, but that's okay. You know, we do what we do. We do what we do. Anyway, so I was thinking about this. And I know. I asked Dave to look into some of these shootings that police officers have been involved in, where they're saying that they were this or that, or a knife in their hand means they're unarmed, that kind of nonsense.
Right.
But let me ask you this: have you ever, in your training or anything, have you ever thought, like, if you're really close with somebody, and you need to create a little space so you can go guns up on them? Would you hit him with your pistol?
And my pistol still has bullets in it?
Yeah.
I would be focused on delivering, you know, kill zone hits. But, and it's only because, based on your question, I've never been asked anything like that. Nobody has a crystal ball. I can't imagine a set of circumstances transpiring where that would be my first action. But, you know, I'm not going to say it can't happen.
Well, the reason
I mean, you know, there's any number of circumstances that I guess could transpire. But it's all about choices, you know. You got to read your immediate circumstances and make a decision and take action.
Right.
And hopefully it's the most efficient solution. I don't know if that helped, but.
Well, I mean, with me, I've thought about doing that if I have to create space, you know. If I have to get some space between me and, like, if they have a knife in hand, and I can't go guns up right away, which I could see where that might would happen. I would probably hit him with, you know, I'd probably swing the pistol in and clock him on the
temple.
There's
nothing wrong with your feet, right?
It creates
space by attempting to break contact.
Oh, yeah.
Physical contact and create the time it takes to get your pistol into action. Now, dig this. In reference to having said that, in one of the recent body cam shootings, you know, the police shootings, where the dude came out of the apartment thing down the stairs and charged at the cop with a knife.
Out of Lancaster, yeah.
Right, correct. I watched that three times to understand at what point in time the engagement actually started and when it ended, of course, ended when the dude went down. But did you notice how the cop had to complete the engagement? He's running
back backwards.
Directly away from the bad guy. And he's a right-handed firer. I don't know if it's male or female. I don't know. But the right-handed firer. And they're twisted around at the waist, and they're running forward, but they've got their body turreted around 180 degrees to the rear, and that engagement was made while running. You see what I mean?
Well, I've seen a lot of video where
it's pretty close range, but still, took a little skill to pull that off, and that's why it's so important that you train and practice. Because we don't have a crystal ball. We don't know what the circumstances are going to require of our abilities. So it's best to always train and condition yourself to be as proficient as possible, left or right-sided, and develop some mental flexibility, some mental agility to problem solve at speed. Because in that specific video, there was, I would say, maybe a max of 3 seconds to make a decision in respect to what needed to be done. And the dude pulled it off. Kudos to the cop. I see nothing wrong with that shooting being legit.
Well, now the reason I asked you to look at that one though was because a lot of people in the press want to characterize that as that guy being unarmed, as the assailant being unarmed. Yeah,
dude, he had a foot long knife.
Yeah, and he was known to he had been convicted of stabbing multiple people,
right.
And they knew this about him. They knew he was schizophrenic, and he apparently was having an episode. When all of that went down.
Wow.
But, I mean, the reason I bring this up is because I see a lot of police officers, one, backpedaling, running, all this other stuff. They're trying to do everything they can to keep from shooting the guy. I sort of get that. I don't think it's a safe thing to run backwards. Because if they are coming at you with a knife, and if you do trip and fall down,
that's the beauty of, may I interject something real
sure.
quick?
Sure.
That's the beauty of training and conditioning. When you overlay safety and whatever your safety parameters are for your level of work or your organization, there's always going to be things that you're not allowed to do. You understand what I'm saying? In the name of safety, being safe.
Right.
It kind of goes hand in hand with the understanding that in training and practice, if you had to look at it from a percentage standpoint, I would say these numbers are generated by myself based on my own experience. Training and practice is about a 70% effort, okay, in respect to me doing what I need to do to be proficient and progress my ability without injuring myself. There's no real excuse other than human error comes into the play of the problem. People have training accidents and stuff like that happens, and people do get hurt because right. It is dangerous. It is dangerous stuff that you're learning how to do. Fighting with guns is dangerous. It's a lot more dangerous if you're stupid. You got to understand what you're doing and why you're doing it in order to apply yourself the best of your ability. But the beauty, coming back on point, the beauty of that circumstance shows you can only be as prepared as you are in that specific moment in time, and you have to make a decision and act.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break.
Okay.
CombatSpeed.com is the website, or you can find Dave at Dave Harrington on Facebook, where you can check all the stuff that he's doing there as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Winchester.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Did you see any other officer-involved shootings that made you
that
think
were questionable?
About
no, yeah. I didn't. If anything, kind of a blanket observation in respect to the police officer's actions is they are being forced because of this social upheaval issue. Cops are literally forced to delay aggressive action as long as possible, thereby putting themselves at additional risk. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Before they engage anyone with firearm. And one can only think, what is the risk factor for other victims, criminals? You know, where the criminals are just running roughshod over the whole entire system. When is the necessary action going to be taken to put an end to all that? Where's, you know, I still don't see that coming together yet.
No, and this is, first of all, I think civilians are actually at an advantage over cops right now. Simply because
I
cops...
agree with that.
Yeah, cops, you know, they're going to lose their job. They're probably going to get arrested. You know, that's what they're thinking, and I understand that. So I think a civilian probably has that over a cop. Because, yeah, but, you know, when it comes to employing deadly force, I've always thought the civilians had it over, had an advantage over police because, one, I don't have to run to gunfire if I don't want to. Two, if I do and I meet all the criteria, and I know I'm going to get into the legal system and everything else, but I don't have to get out there and worry about things like Miranda and
right.
other police procedures. I just have to be worried about, am I in danger of imminent bodily harm or threat of death at the hands of this person? And at that moment, if I think so, if I think that's what I have, well, off we go. And most armed encounters end without anybody being shot, so
right.
I don't even have to worry about the legal system. Unless, you know,
as long
a guy
as
named
you're
Mike Strickland.
Within, yeah, as long as you're within your rules of engagement,
right.
you don't have to worry about it, so to speak.
Right.
Right, correct.
So, I look at that stuff, and I wonder about some of that stuff, and it bugs me what the cops are having to do right now. They're literally having to run. Like, I saw a police-involved shooting with a female. Now, this female knew what she was doing. But a guy was coming at her. She pulled him over.
The officer in L.A.?
You're talking about the female officer?
Yeah.
Now, that female officer, I don't remember her name, but she's competitive. She's won Top Shot. She's trained with Taryn Butler, and she handled that like a boss.
Right.
She shot at the guy six times, hit him six times.
Right, and as I understand it, the backlash was she's actually well-trained and conditioned to
yep.
handle that type of stuff, and people complained about that.
Yep, she was too fast.
You know, you can't catch 22.
Yep.
I see it as a social disease, a social sickness. It's a mentality that should not be allowed to exist in this country. This is not what our country is about. If you don't like this country, there are plenty of other socialist countries that you can go to.
That's right. They would love it.
And enjoy
it?
This utopia thing that you're looking for. Because you're not going to find it here unless you work for it.
Yeah.
So it's very telling on the social commentary of the U.S. right now. But, and, you know, allowed to continue, you know, worst case scenario, potential civil war action. But, you know, how's that going to work? You know, nobody's, I don't, well, there, I'm sure there are people and some think tanks that have, you know, thought through all the possibilities, but the average bear has not.
The, well, I mean, you have, though, haven't you? I have.
Oh, yeah, I have. And if or when the time comes, I will soldier once again for this country. And I will be on the side that supports the Constitution of the United States and its supporting documents. Whatever that side is called at that point in time.
Yeah.
That's the side I'll be on.
Now, will you be looking for other veterans?
Oh, it'll be like a national calling thing, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't going to be, you know, fought and won by just a handful of people. It's going to be something to see. It'll be, you know, historical event.
You know, one thing that I'm looking at, and I probably don't have time enough, but let's set this up. I'm wondering how much actual fighting we would see outside of the places we already see violence. You know what I'm saying? Like where I live, the other day, Antifa decided he was going to shoot and kill a restaurant. So at 3 a.m., he walked out into the street and shot the restaurant. And that's the kind of violence that we're having locally around here. The other problem with that is that Antifa is completely unprepared for combatants. They think they are, but at first blush they think they are. That's their default position. But anyway, we'll talk about that when we get back. Now, Super Dave runs something called Combat Speed, which right now it's on hiatus because he's getting ready to get a few new parts added to them, a few new things fixed and corrected and all that other stuff. But you can go to combatspeed.com. You can also check out his convalescence, because I'm sure he'll be posting that. He'll probably be playing the guitar with one leg up. That'll be on Dave Harrington on Facebook. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With Hurricane Sally set to make landfall late Tuesday or early Wednesday, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves is reminding everyone.
The thing about Hurricane Sally is that it's been very unpredictable. The place at which it's going to hit landfall has been very unpredictable. It was less than 48 hours ago when Sally was moving 12 to 13 miles an hour. And it slowed down, and typically when these storms slow down in the Gulf of Mexico, they tend to intensify significantly.
The governor is speaking there on Fox News. President Trump is cheering a historic deal that normalizes relations between Israel, Bahrain, and the UAE. the president saying Israel will get what they've wanted for a long time.
What Israel is getting and what we're all getting, but what Israel is getting more than anything else is peace.
A ceremonial signing taking place at the White House. This is USA Radio News. The sheriff of Los Angeles County is asking a prominent Black Lives Matter supporter to step up. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Authorities are now offering a $175,000 reward for information leading to the person who shot two L.A. County deputies over the weekend, an unidentified gunman ambushing them as they were sitting in their police vehicle, the two now in critical but stable condition, and they're expected to survive. The sheriff is urging LeBron James to step up and match that $175,000 reward to double it.
Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri says the United States should reject a proposed partnership between Oracle and TikTok that would allow for continued Chinese regime control over the app and consequently endanger American national interests. Hawley also asking the Treasury to take a more critical look at the deal. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington, and we're actually discussing certain details concerning the possibility of a civil war. Do you think the other side has any idea how to, like, I saw the other day, and we can't say what their letters stand for, but there's a group out there called NFAC, and they're actually run, the commander of NFAC is a cat named Jam Master J, who's convincing everybody that if your bolt goes forward on your AR-15, that means it fires and somebody dies. And they got together and they marshaled up and they took off like a marching band. How would you like to see that element coming your way?
Target-rich environment, bro.
Yeah.
If I was in that position, I would be certainly prepared because of it. You know what I mean?
I do.
There are no rules, man, when it boils down to it. You know, it'll be pretty bad. I mean, if it gets off on the scale of a national civil war, there will be other entities involved. I know a lot of it right now looks like a circus, but were it to become a genuine insurgency, so to speak,
right?
There would be outside players. China's probably one of them. Who knows who else? But trust me, man, if the socialist mentality by appearance is going to be allowed to take place here, there's these other socialist countries are going to want a piece of America.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's I don't think people really understand how we fit in the scheme of maneuver on a worldwide scale. Go ahead.
Do you remember Airland Battle Doctrine?
Yeah, absolutely.
See, I kind of think that what would happen here now, in the event that they do really get, I guess, kinetic, if they decide to go that way, is it would look a lot like Airland Battle Doctrine to me. I don't see it being a wall-to-wall fight. I mean, it's just not going to happen in certain areas.
It'll be, you know, you'll have controlled areas, you'll have contested areas. It may not be happening all over the entire country. You know, it may be localized, you know, wherever that is, east, west, midwest, whatever. But still, you know, it's not going to go well for the opposing force. What I would already describe as enemy forces.
Right.
You know, the BLMs, the Antifas, the whoever's, they're the enemy. If you have no desire or plan to be a productive citizen of this country, leave. Go, man. Head out. There's plenty of other socialist countries that I'm sure would be glad to murder you as soon as you showed up and got through the airport. It just, you know, it makes no sense. You have a bunch of people that have hardly any education or understanding of how the world works, and they're being duped by their handlers to take the risk in raising the national consciousness of a perceived problem and turning it into something else. It just makes no sense. It's hard for me to really think about all the critical nodes and make any kind of sense out of it.
Right.
But the one thing that I do know is there is somebody driving that train. It's not happening by itself.
Oh, no, I think they're going to find out that it's probably somebody like Soros. Yeah.
Probably the biggest one. But, you know, I guess the question in my mind is, in respect to Washington, D.C., is just how deep is the corruption? You know, how deep does it actually go? What would it take to physically cut the corruption out of Washington, D.C.?
Well, I think it'd probably take a physical reset like a civil war. You know, it's certainly gotten, you know, for all the things that, like, back when the Tea Party was really big, they wanted term limits. And they were asking Congress to vote for term limits for themselves. And there were some people that ran on that, of course, and then they got elected to it. But then once they got into, like, if they're in the House, any new member of the House is one out of 435. He's not going to have any seniority. He's not going to be in charge of any committees or anything like that. So, you know, that's just never going to happen as long as we're asking them to do it voluntarily. And that's right. The way it boils down to with everything. Everything. So, but the biggest problem that they, I don't think they quite understand what it is the it is not the military or law enforcement that makes America a peaceful country. It's the people of America that make it a peaceful country. And if you attack the people of America, what's going to come back at you is going to be very bad. It's going to be very rough, very hard. And they think if they pass a law or if they have a judge or whatever, they can just say something where I'm just going to go, well, okay.
Well, it's just, you know, it's all speculation.
Yeah.
You know, right now that's all we can do, speculate.
Yep. But although I think our forecast is probably dead on, though.
Well, yeah. If I have to, I'll do what needs to be done.
Yeah.
We'll just see how it shakes out.
Listen, civilians, if you see a veteran get out there and he starts doing what has to be done, don't be shocked by what you see. Don't let it shock you. I know it's going to anyway. But any of them, anybody listening to us right now, I know that if you get out there and do what has to be done, you're not going to be out there going, oh, my God. You're going to be like, okay, next. But coming up on the next break, speaking to Dave Harrington, known as Super Dave, by other instructors that go to him and train with him, although he does go train with them as well. It's quite the reciprocal sort of thing. You can find Super Dave's website, which is combatspeed.com, which is very much a work in progress. You can go check that out at combatspeed.com, and you can check Dave out on Facebook under Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking to Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Let me ask you one question that I've been trying to answer for myself.
Okay.
It was really nice in the military to have that logistics train behind me whenever I went out. I knew that I had bullets and blankets and band-aids.
Right.
And I'm not going to have that this time. Not at first blush, I guess.
In what respect? Civil unrest?
Yes.
Civil war?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to be initially required to support yourself, bro.
Yeah,
probably.
Yep.
But that's not a problem. I wouldn't consider that a problem. It'll take, a little time to get things sorted out, but, when the action arm of the United States of America side, is put in place and some initial control is established, logistics won't be far behind.
So you think they would know who the guerrillas on their side were?
Well, you're going to have to flesh all that out.
Yeah.
There's going to be, if you know how, an insurgency works, a lot of the tactics, techniques, and procedures are hit and run, ambush tactics, hitting high value targets, coordinated hits against high value targets. To max out the opposition's logistical resources. For example, I knock out your fire department before I start some serious fires.
Sure.
And if that's one fire department is enough, that's cool. I'll do coordinated attacks against all the fire departments that
cover down on a area of operations or area of support before I set it on fire. You see what I mean?
Well, here's my question, though. What you're talking about is the attack you're talking about. It almost sounds like you're going up against a disciplined element that has leadership and a hierarchy and all this other stuff. And I don't...
Right.
I'm sure there's going to be leaders there, right? I'm sure there's going to be people in the lead. But
okay.
some of these right. leaders that they're catching, when they catch them and just arrest them, they start crying and they get in the fetal position. So
they fall apart. Yeah, fall apart at the same.
So,
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I'm just wondering how much time do you think it would take to actually quell them? Because I don't think they'll have enough time at their disposal to develop fire and maneuver technique on the ground. I don't think they'll be out there free to go.
Right. And what they also fail to realize is that if this, let's just, for the sake of conversation, say this thing goes full-blown civil war on an established timeline, it's not like our Department of Defense is just going to sit on the sidelines and watch it all happen. That ain't going to happen. These people have no idea what they're up against. People are going to have to take sides, period, and decide, how do you want to live in this country as a country and accept the consequences of their decision?
Yep.
Pretty scary stuff.
It's pretty scary. I mean, just,
but, I mean,
just,
you know,
catching
I'm
them
okay
and
maintain. It'll be exciting times. You know, for everybody.
Without a doubt.
Certainly be a historical event. It'll be a historical event that will have worldwide impact.
Well, it needs to be over pretty quick to keep these third-party players from coming and getting involved. Don't you think? Yeah.
Yeah, it needs to be addressed. It should have already been addressed as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but the people that are the 30 somethings and the 40 somethings that are in place today, without except for 9/11, they've never been through what the people that have served in the military have been through. They've never been through the kind of stuff that people went through in the 60s,
right,
and the 70s for that matter, and definitely not the 50s or the 40s where there was concerted efforts. On two different wars with World War II and Korea, so they operate in a sort of a vacuum to where now they can sit back and, you know, say that there should be guaranteed outcomes, and if you want to be a woman tomorrow, well, all you got to do is feel like one and guess who, you're a woman. All this other stuff. Their world is quite fluid and based on no facts at all, and based on no science.
Right.
So, you know, I just wonder how bad it's going to be for them when they actually run up against military combatants, military veterans who know how to...
I hope it's the most horrible experience they could ever imagine in their short, miserable life.
And I'm thinking that it will be. I'm thinking it will be, and I'm also thinking that they will also probably give up pretty quick because that they're not going to have the stomach for this kind of stuff. They're going into this thinking this is going to be like a picnic. This is going to be like fun. That's all they do. You know, they run up and swarm people. They're not going up against
right.
people that know how to fight back. When they do, they fold like a bad.
They're going to find out.
Yeah, like a bad hand in a poker game.
It's going to be a very harsh moment for a lot of them.
And I mean, I did a breakdown on this. Even if they were to succeed and get their way and turn this into a socialist country, they're going to, you know. The socialist leaders that are actually out there, they're not out there about the socialism and communism. They want to be in charge.
Right.
And they'll either kill them or put them in jail, the ones that make, you know, that actually get out there and they're the good good Antifas. So.
Right. You know, and what kills me about the whole, you know, they're talking about the political scene and all this, Marxism and, you know, socialism and all that. Well, they obviously failed to pay attention in history class, because Mao and Stalin and, I mean, they murdered millions of people. I think Stalin was during the purge in Russia. He was responsible for like 60 million deaths.
And
that's
a lot
kind of hard
of,
to wrap your mind around.
A lot of them fought in his revolution for him, too.
Exactly.
So
just it boils down to who's in power and who has the power, money, power, whatever.
Yep.
Total, I forget how the saying goes, but, you know, when there's basically large sums of money involved, you know, it corrupts people.
Yep. Power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, something like, yeah, you're on it.
Yep.
You're on it.
Well, before we run out of time, we'll have to do this again next week. I was having fun with this one. This one sort of took on a life of its own. For those
very
of you
cool.
that want to check out Dave Harrington, you can go to his website, combatspeed.com. You can also check him out on Facebook at Dave Harrington. You're about to have a surgical procedure. What's it going to be?
I'm having my right Achilles tendon repaired. It's torn at the contact point of the heel bone.
Yep.
So they have to disconnect it. They're going to use some tendon from my right calf to repair the Achilles, cut and shape, reshape the heel bone, and then reattach it.
When this is all done, you'll be able to run 60 miles an hour, I'm sure. Anyway, thank you for joining me this evening.
All right, Mr. Bell, thank you. Look forward to it. I appreciate the opportunity, man. You take care.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.